Coming up on Minnesota Native News, Minnesota's lacrosse team celebrates the sport's Native American heritage. Find out what it's like to live with two spirits inside you. And a U of M professor gets to help distribute $60 million in college scholarships to Native students.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock.
Swamp fans,
we've been waiting a long time.
Welcome back!
That's a typical sounding game of lacrosse at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. The Minnesota Swarm battled it out against the Philadelphia Wings last Sunday amid cheering fans and rowdy mascots. But the Swarm weren't just playing one of their first home games of the season. The team also honored the sport Native Americans call the Creator's Game. Lacrosse fans got to see two games for the price of one. During halftime, natives from Minnesota and Wisconsin demonstrated how the Iroquois, the tribe responsible for inventing lacrosse, originally played the game. The show also included ceremonial drumming and a blessing of the ball. Matt McCormick from the Minnesota Swarm says it's a highlight for the team and the fans.
Native American heritage is very important to us as a team. The sport of lacrosse, as you know, is a traditional Native game. So without the Native American communities and the peoples, we wouldn't have this great sport to put on a show.
The Minnesota Swarm also hold week-long camps and clinics at Fond du Lac every year for boys and girls wanting to learn more about the game. Identifying yourself as a lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, or LGBT, became easier when Minnesota recently legalized gay marriage, but many still face discrimination. That's especially true in the Native American community, where LGBT members are referred to as two-spirited. It means that a person has the spirit of a man and a woman. In many Native traditions, this person is looked upon as a spiritual leader or teacher, but two-spirited people sometimes face discrimination in their own community, despite their traditions. Riva DeNova, a member of the Two Spirit Society in Minneapolis, says they've come full circle from a place of honor to a place of shame and back.
We were made out to be the worst of the worst. We were killed, we were hidden, we weren't even allowed in boarding schools. But now we are finding our place back in a circle, coming back, just strengthening our people again.
Members of the Two Spirit Society recently gathered to catch up and enjoy a meal. Donald Whipple Fox is also a member of the society and says more and more people are accepting Two Spirit people like him, at least in Minnesota.
Well, yes, I mean, at least in our public life, we can be more outgoing about ourselves and our identity. As Riva has mentioned, the post-colonialism is an era that's all new to us. And trying to figure out, is it okay to challenge an elder who grew up in the church saying it is not okay to be gay because of the teaching that was forced on them?
The Two Spirit Society was formed in the mid-1980s and has been meeting monthly ever since with the goal of increasing education and acceptance. A professor from the University of Minnesota will help to distribute $60 million in college scholarships to Native American students. The U.S. Secretary of the Interior just appointed Dr. Gene O'Brien to the Board of Trustees for the Cobell Education Scholarship Fund. O'Brien says it's about carrying on the legacy of Eloise Cobell, the woman who is responsible for the scholarship fund.
One of the things that's really terrific about the Cobell Scholarship Fund is carrying on in the tradition of Eloise Cobell and her activism. This will permit all kinds of Native students, Indigenous students, to go forward and work in all kinds of areas to support tribal justice, tribal sovereignty, to do language work, to do all kinds of work in support of tribal self-determination, in the support of the continuation of tribal culture.
Cobell, a Blackfeet woman from Montana, and four other Native Americans sued the federal government, claiming it mismanaged Native American land. The lawsuit resulted in a $3.4 billion settlement. $60 million of that will go towards college scholarships for Native American students. Professor O'Brien is one of just five people who will serve on the board. She is the chair of the Department of American Indian Studies at the U of M, which is the oldest American Indian Studies department in the country. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.